The study is based on actual contracts awarded by DOD through fiscal year 2010. To get at the numbers, researchers at CSIS combed through the federal procurement data system, which they're quick to acknowledge doesn't cover everything. The most obvious exception is classified contracts. But they did identify what they say are promising trends. More dollars were awarded through competitive bids over the last few years, and fixed-price contracts grew faster than cost-based contracts. Between 1999 and last year, the amount of money DOD spent on contracts with no competition grew by less than 8%, while contracts that were competed and got multiple offers back grew by more than 10%, and contracts with one offer grew by more than 20%. CSIS's David Berteau says although they found competition has been increasing, there's also a point at which those gains will have to level off.
I think the thing, though, that we find as we look at this data is it really calls into question one of the fundamental political premises that's at work in the field of competition. And the political premise is that if we only worked harder at it, we could have a lot more competition than we have today. That somehow the government's falling short and not competing enough. And I think our analysis shows that, by and large, there's not a lot of additional room available for competition that isn't already occurring. And we think that's an important policy point here. You can't double the amount of dollars awarded under competitive contracts. It's just not physically possible. And there's a point at which you may have a level of diminishing returns from a policy point of view, and it would be useful for more analysis to discover where to put that emphasis and where you have the potential for the best payoff.
One of those may be in that category of contracts where the government conducted a competitive bidding process but only got one offer back.
Sadly for us, this was the category, the competition with single offer. This was the category which saw the highest level of growth in these last 10, 11 years.
CSIS's Guy Ben-Ari, who co-directed the study with Berteau, they found competitions with a single offer made up just $8 billion in DOD spending in 1999. That grew by more than 20% to $53 billion in 2010. Berteau says it's hard to figure out exactly how worrisome that trend is without more data.
It's clearly, though, I think, an area that needs further analysis because there are multiple good reasons why you would have a competitive solicitation and a single offer. And a lot of those reasons are both consistent with policy and desirable in terms of the contracting entity. There are other places where, in fact, people were probably caught by surprise.
Meaning government contracting officers expected multiple bids but didn't get them. And Berteau says there's a flip side to evaluating whether contracts were competitively bid or not. He says in many cases, just because multiple offers came into DOD, it doesn't mean there was genuine competition.
Because all of you who are in the contracting business know that sooner or later the contracting officer is going to say, Joe, I really need you to bid on this. And you'll say, I don't want to. And they'll say, I need you to. We have to have competition here. And so, you know, you can mask a lot of things here. And woe unto you if you happen to not want to win and you end up winning anyway. So then you actually have to perform. That did happen to me a couple times. So I think there's still a fair amount of work to be done here.
One of the other topics CSIS examined is who's been getting contracts. And from their point of view, it disproves the idea that the defense industrial base is consolidating into oligopolies. In contracting for products, the top five companies in 1999 were the same as they were in 2009. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon, and Northrop Grumman. But the top service contractors have shifted around quite a bit. One of the most dramatic changes is that, unlike 10 years ago, one of the top five service contractors is a health insurance company, Humana. The value of that company's DOD contracts more than tripled.
When the Defense Department says the fastest growing part of the budget is health care, it's clearly reflected in these numbers. You have HealthNet, you have TriWest Healthcare. If you actually added up the services dollars in DOD healthcare and combined them into a single category, they'd be either number one or number two on this chart.
Put another way, all three contractors for DOD's TRICARE regional health insurance system are now in the top 20 list of service contractors for the Pentagon. In terms of contractor size, CSIS found indications that medium-sized contractors are being squeezed. They say that's a sign of success for DOD's small business set-aside program and major buys from the well-known large contractors to support the last decade of war. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.